I'm delighted now to welcome to KSFR Judy Goldberg. She's founder and executive director of the Youth Media Project, Monique Lacoste, who's the director of education and programming, and Miles Tokono, who is an AmeriCorps Vista volunteer and production coordinator for Youth Media Project, which produces Audio Revolution, a program that airs from 7 to 8 on alternate Wednesdays, alternating with the City Council, on KSFR. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
So we are talking today on the occasion of, well, this Friday from 7 to 11 at the Santa Fe Complex. The Audio Revolution is having a big showcase, which we'll talk about in a moment. But first, Judy, tell us about the Youth Media Project. You are the brains and heart behind this whole thing. How and when did it start?
Well, it's always hard for me to track exactly when it started because it really is a progression of work that I've done over my whole professional life. And I think in some ways the germ of it started when I started doing educational curriculum work up in Peñasco with the Museum of New Mexico, and we started a curriculum called Drawing from the Well, which was all about pulling up the stories from a community, having students go out into the community to get those stories, and then having those turn into radio pieces and short radio documentaries. So Youth Media Project essentially started in 2004, I believe, when I had been an adjunct faculty member at the Santa Fe Community College, and at that time I approached Media Arts Department, Ann Farrell, saying, how about doing a radio show, or a radio class, excuse me, the radio show came later, how about doing a radio class that is about narrative radio? And Mary Charlotte, you may remember well that you were one of our guest teachers.
That's true. I did teach for a very short time.
Exactly.
And still remember our brilliant students that we had.
Exactly. And one of our brilliant students is really our model student of Youth Media Project, and is why I believe we have Youth Media Project today, who is Carmen Gallegos, who started as a freshman. And I tell Carmen's story.
And who I've known since she was seven.
Oh, as Pamela.
she's amazing.
She is totally amazing, and I believe it is really why we have seen the growth and success that we have, because Carmen's story is one of an immigrant student who came to this country, who had the opportunity to step into a classroom that we were teaching, and realized that her interest was not only in terms of music, which many students have an interest in playing music, but was in telling her story. And her questioning of who am I, or quién soy, which was the first radio piece she did, really has taken her into Youth Media Project, becoming its own organization, I have to say, and having a radio show, as well as her own trajectory of doing work, being introduced to social justice work, having come back and worked with us as an AmeriCorps Vista volunteer for the summer. And then we were invited to go to Connecticut, where she went for the first time to the East Coast, and then on out through that work, covering the Global Youth Leadership Institute's program, and going on to the Amistad, the Freedom Schooner, and then being us being asked to go to the Parliament of the World's Religions, which was in the December of 2009, which was in Australia.
So Carmen, you've got young people going all over the
that
world.
That is totally the hope of what Youth Media Project can offer students. And when we get on to programming, and Monique will be talking about what we do with schools and colleges and nonprofits and advocacy groups, it's really an entry point. Youth Media Project really is all about education. It's a way of teaching. It's a way of learning. It's a way for students who may not gravitate to, it's hard to imagine, taking tests and writing reports. It's a way to demonstrate learning. It's a way to engage in your learning. And here we are in a state that has more than 50% of students dropping out of high school. And I hate to think that equates to dropping out of the excitement of learning. And maybe for some it does. So at any rate, that's what Youth Media Project is. It's really an intersection, and the beauty of having the broadcasting capacity woven into our work makes learning ever more so relevant.
How do you find all the students who get involved in this?
Well, through various means. We do a lot of recruitment in the schools, which Miles has been actively engaged with this year. We go into classrooms, particularly media-related classrooms, and we encourage students to come and work with us. We also find students and go to them in our different partner organizations, such as United World College and New Mexico School for the Arts, for example, as two. And so we'll actually take our services to them as well. So it's really, there's two different ways. We bring them into the production team through active recruitment, and then we go work with them in our partner organizations as well and collect their stories and then use them in our shows.
To what extent are they coming up with their own material, and what kind of material, what kind of stories are they telling?
Well, it's all them. They come up with the themes in the beginning of each season, as well as all of the pieces that they create for the show.
They really come up with all the material. What we do is we give them lesson plans or activities or encouragement in developing their ideas. We really see ourselves as more there to facilitate the development of their ideas, to push them and prod them when necessary and steer them in different directions and give them feedback. But the generation of the ideas and the structure of the shows is all them.
Do you have certain radio programs that serve kind of as models of how you structure a piece, things like that?
Yes, because there have been now 5 seasons. I believe this is our 5th season of being on the radio. So there are many models, and certainly anyone interested could go to our website, which has many of our shows posted, and that's at youthmediaproject.org.
But I mean, outside of what you have generated, you know, other kinds of work that people have done beforehand, whether it be This American Life or something else.
I mean, I think we do. We definitely do. But we also encourage them to think more broadly about storytelling, not just to find ways to tell stories that are within traditional or dominant media, as much as you can see NPR is a dominant form of media. But we also encourage them to look to things like poetry, music, personal narratives, other kinds of storytelling. So we try not to confine it just to sort of things that have been done. But we also want them to recognize that those things do exist and find ways that their ideas and their ways of telling stories can link up with what's happening in professional media.
So this is all, I mean, they start going through the process and next thing you know, they're on the air. Mm-hmm. What happens when the work that you get is really raw? I mean, do you just air it anyway or do you send them back to the drawing board?
What do you mean by raw?
Yes.
Like it's just really bad.
Well, we're working with them throughout the process, throughout the writing process, the recording process, as well as editing. And so we don't really have many just raw pieces because we're there with them the entire time, kind of, once again, facilitating, pushing them towards really fleshing out what they're trying to say or trying to produce.
How did you get involved with this, Miles?
I'm an AmeriCorps VISTA volunteer for Youth Media Project, and I got involved, kind of crazy story. I was driving across the country, and it just so happened to be that Judy's good friend is a good friend of mine as well. We have a mutual friend, and that the week that I was here in Santa Fe driving across the country was the week that Judy was hiring for this position. And I think I've fit into this job because of my background studying music, which is audio design, mostly, as well as anthropology and autoethnography. So.
What's autoethnography?
Well, Monique can...
You want me to explain autoethnography?
Yeah, you know autoethnography just as well as I do.
Okay.
I was just talking, so...
It's a particular critical method within anthropology whereby the self is used as the site of analysis. So you look to yourself and your experience. It's almost like autobiography, but with a critical anthropological lens to where you use yourself as the place to generate ideas and link up with theories about the world. So a lot of poetry, a lot of storytelling about the self, and that's really one thing that Miles really brings in a strong way is that ethnographic method as a way for the students to also look at their own work and their lives and how they relate.
And I want to just piggyback on that, that I think that's one of our most successful entry points in doing this work is that when students can identify their own story, something that they really are feeling compelled by, and then making that link in terms of a larger context that story resides within, that's really pretty much been the crux of our work. And so that we talk about the personal as political, or we talk about how we choose themes, and we hear people's own stories, students' own stories, but we also hear it within what's going on in the world, or what are some of the social issues. And I think that's the hope for this, is that we are brought together by the individual stories, that there is a commonality found in our stories.
Should we listen to a little piece right now?
That would be great. This is a piece that came out of our summer intensive. It's called Family Tree, composed by Andres Ortiz from Espanola Valley High School.
Here we go.
It doesn't matter who you are. You need to know who you are. If you don't know who you are, how can you be who you are? If I don't know who I am, I cannot be whatever I may be. My past is my future, and the present is my now. My past is so important. My past is my now. How do I identify the human I've become? I think about my family and the past they've overcome. I think about the food they made and the music singing strong. I ingrain their faces in my heart, for soon they might be gone. Gone, gone forever, forever to be remembered.
And that was Family Tree by Andres Ortiz. We're talking to Judy Goldberg, Monique Lacoste, and Miles Tokuno about the Youth Media Project and the audio revolution. Monique, now how did you get into all of this work?
Well, my background is in media literacy, media studies and education and social justice. So I got involved in this actual job, and it's similar to Miles' story. It was kind of a synchronous, strange story that seems to only happen in Santa Fe. I had been living in Seattle, going to the University of Washington, finishing my PhD program, and I was looking for work, and I had a dream that I was living in New Mexico. So
I dreamed it.
I literally went to sleep on a Friday night, had a dream that I was living here, and I'd only been here once before for a conference to Albuquerque, not to Santa Fe. And so I woke up the next morning and I thought, Santa Fe, New Mexico, okay. And I looked at jobs on Craigslist and applied for this, and I think got the job 4 days later, something like that, and then moved down here. And so it's been a whirlwind, and what really appeals to me about the job is that it really allows me to combine these different aspects of my life and my passion, which is, as I said, education, media literacy, and social justice. For me, the work we do is really a social justice effort. It's really about helping young people recognize that their voices are powerful. As Judy mentioned, the personal as political aspect of what we do is we're really invested in helping them understand that the little parts of their lives aren't just about their lives. It's about how they fit into the larger world as citizens and as human beings. And so I think it's very common and very easy for all of us, not just young people, to feel that we have no voice, and that the media and culture, it exists separate of us. And what we're really interested in doing is teaching them that that's just not true.
And that our problems are unique in the world as opposed to the exact same problems everybody else has.
Exactly. And so we see what we do as a real effort to help them recognize that that's not true, that everything they experience, there's others who experience it, and to get those voices out there, to see their stories told when their stories are not told in the mass media, their stories are completely overlooked or horribly misrepresented, is a powerful. It's empowering, and it's about giving meaning and dignity to their lives.
So you're working with teachers and students and all kinds of institutions all over the place, Santa Fe, New Mexico?
Yeah, Santa Fe and Northern New Mexico is our general scope. Yeah, we work with organizations all over. My specific position involves doing both overseeing the programming and working with Miles, and also overseeing our educational efforts, going and working with teachers, helping instructors develop curriculum in their schools, working with classes that exist.
Curriculum meaning radio-related stuff?
Right, and storytelling. Really focusing on storytelling and focusing on storytelling for this venue so that different stories can be heard. You know, just in our recent show, we had a story about a Japanese student at the United World College who does rugby. And so just to be able to tell those stories is something you don't hear at all, I think, is really empowering. And it's great for the community to hear those stories. And so that's what we do when we work with educators as well as with youth.
Now, you've got a summer intensive coming up. What happens? You had one last summer. How do people find out more about it, and what do you actually do in the summer?
Well, we're actually having a little departure from how we've done it the last 3 years, which has been a summer intensive specifically for young people and also as a means to potentially recruit them for our production team in the school year. So the summer intensive has been focused on training the skills of digital storytelling and teaching them how to record and how to edit and how to develop stories. This summer, we are really reaching out to the adult population who are interested in doing this work with youth. So it's really the youth practitioners in the community who see the value of learning these skills. So that is really the point of what's the class is called HUDV 270 Service Leadership. And that can be, you can sign up for that
at the community college?
At the Santa Fe Community College. Similarly, we're seeing about doing a youth-focused summer intensive as well, which would follow the pattern of what we've done the last 3 years. So this is really, we see great potential at it. And I think having been myself very much a learner of hands-on and applied learning out in the big world, that to me just seems, as we go forward, just the power of this work and the possibility for students.
Do you see people going into media careers and college majors and things like that?
That is absolutely a big part of our goal. We don't want the learning to just stop with the production team or me or Miles coming into their classroom. We want them to go on and see this as a viable career option for them to get the skills. You know, we don't just train them to tell stories. For the kids we work with most with, we also train them to do editing. We train them to engineer. We take them into the studio. We really see it as a providing a way for them to have a career and options. And as we know, in New Mexico, that's really vital to have that as a career option. So we see ourselves as fulfilling quite a few roles, and that's definitely one of them.
And I think parallel to that is that communication skills can be applied anywhere. And because we are now part of something at the community college called the Office for Community Learning and Service, that these are real leadership skills as well. And we've been told by students who've worked with us, it's like, you know, not such a big deal to stand up in front of a classroom or to stand up in front of groups and talk. It's such a confidence-building experience that it's transferable to whatever profession.
So the Audio Revolution Showcase is happening this coming Friday, the 18th of March, from 7 to 11. That's a long program at Santa Fe Complex. What's actually happening?
Miles.
Go for it, Monique.
Well, the showcase is an opportunity for us to introduce the community to the great work being done by all of our different partners that you see featured regularly on Audio Revolution broadcasts. So we're having performers doing everything from hip-hop and poetry and monologues and flute performances and dance performances from all over Santa Fe and northern New Mexico. We've got kids from United World College, Monte del Sol, New Mexico School for the Arts, a bunch of different organizations we've got students who are going to be doing this performance. We've also, following that, we'll have live music performances from local bands, including Tree Motel, Fallen Few, Hannah and the Handbones, and Guadalupe Parrish Vargas, who's a local hip-hop. I'm sure you know him. So that's really what it is. It's also an opportunity for people in the community who have been doing this work to meet each other, to get to know us, to get to know what the just, I think, amazingly talented young people in this community are doing. I'm just constantly blown away by their talent, and that's what the hope is, that people who come to the event will be as well. We're also having a raffle and food. It's going to be a great time.
And also video projections, and one of the great things at the Santa Fe Complex is they have, what, 4 or 5 different projection systems that we're going to be accessing, so it will be a live happening. Plus, if for some reason you can't make it down there, it will be streamed live on, and you can find it at youthmediaproject.org/live.
Very nice. Now, do you have, I mean, this is a multimedia event, obviously, in the Youth Media Project in Audio Revolution. Is there a visual component to it at all on your website or anything?
Yeah, we've been working to expand Youth Media Project's media side as opposed to just doing radio and oral stories. We've been moving into doing audio slideshows with students and teaching them how to do not necessarily just audio editing, but also video production editing as well.
And so some of the fruits of that will be seen on Friday night.
Absolutely, absolutely.
What are some of the topics that people are actually engaging in the Youth Media Project in Audio Revolution?
The topics are all over the map. Everything from, we had a show on what is American identity, where the students discussed everything from what it means to have free speech to white privilege. We've had a show recently on suicide, youth suicide. We have a show coming up on called Young and Out on sexual identity in schools and for young people. Shows on unconventional art. What is art? Asking those kinds of questions. So they really engage in topics all over the map of culture, politics, capitalism. I mean, we see all of these things coming up in almost every show, really.
And a current project that we're working on with Adelante, the Santa Fe Public Schools student wellness program, as well as with Real Fathers. And the focus is Fathers in Focus, so working with students to create their own stories around fathers.
Now, there are listening parties. So not only can you listen on the radio, you can actually listen in a group setting. There's one here at the Santa Fe Baking Company, I think, on Wednesday, the 6th of April?
Absolutely. So accompanying our show, we have these things called listening parties, which is kind of what we think is part of the empowerment of our work, that kids being able to listen to their pieces live with a group, getting feedback, is really an exciting process for them. And we've heard some really great testimonials saying that they never knew how powerful their voice was until kind of these listening parties and hearing their voice on radio live.
And of course, on radio, you never really know who's listening, so it's a way to kind of get around that. Youth Media Project is on the web at youthmediaproject.org. Judy Goldberg is founder and executive director. Monique Lacoste and Miles Tokuno are with the Youth Media Project and Audio Revolution once again every couple of Wednesdays on KSFR when there's not a city council meeting from 7 to 8. And we will see you at Santa Fe Complex this coming Friday, the 18th of March, from 7 to 11. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. And my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz.